Chapter 6. Betsy asked me if I wanted to go to school in Canterbury. I said I would, and we went to the school the next day. Mr. Dick was sad that I was going away. When we were in the cart, Betsy asked me if I was happy. I told her I was, and she was very happy too. On the way to the school, we stopped at Mr. Wickfield's. He was Betsy's lawyer. A boy worked for him who was called Uriah Heep. I found him to be a very strange boy. He made me feel uncomfortable. Mr. Wickfield took Betsy to the school and offered me a room in his house while I was at school. The only other person who lived in Mr. Wickfield's house was his daughter, Agnes. She was the same age as me. I said goodbye to Betsy. It was very sad to be leaving her, even for a short time. I had dinner with Agnes and Mr. Wickfield. The next day, he took me to my new school. The head teacher was called Dr. Strong, who had a wife called Annie. Mr. Wickfield took me to meet them. While I was there, Mr. Wickfield and Dr. Strong talked about Annie's cousin, Jack Malden. Dr. Strong had asked Mr. Wickfield to find Jack a job, but Mr. Wickfield hadn't found one for him yet. The school had 25 boys. To begin with, I was very shy. It had been a long time since I had been at school, and I wondered what they would think about my time in London. I felt much better when I got back to Mr. Wickfield's house. As we were sitting down to dinner that night, Uriah Heep came in to tell Mr. Wickfield that Jack Malden had come to see him. "I am sorry to disturb you, but I wanted to talk to you about my job. It would be best if I got a job abroad as soon as possible. I want to leave town," Jack told Mr. Wickfield. It was a strange conversation to listen to. He left very quickly. Mr. Wickfield was an unhappy man when he was on his own. He missed his wife and worried what would happen when Agnes got married. It took me 2 weeks to stop being shy at school. I worked very hard. It was much better than Salem House. I loved being there and I wanted to make sure that I was a good student. All the boys at the school liked Dr. Strong. He was a kind man who loved learning, and Annie loved her husband very much. I spent a lot of time with Annie at school. But it was strange when Mr. Wickfield was mentioned. She seemed to be very afraid of him. Annie's mother was called Mrs. Markleham. She was poor, but I liked her and I liked spending time with her, even though she spent most of her time thinking of ways to use Dr. Strong to make life better for the rest of her family. Mr. Wickfield found Jack a job in India. I was invited to his farewell party and Dr. Strong's birthday party with Agnes and Mr. Wickfield. Mrs. Markleham told lots of stories during the evening. One of them was how she got Annie to marry Dr. Strong. This made Annie very unhappy. I wrote several letters to Peggotty about my life in Dover and Canterbury. She wrote back to me and said, "If you need to run away again, you can come to Yarmouth." She also told me that the Murdstones were selling my old house. Mr. Dick came to visit me every other Wednesday and stayed at Mr. Wickfield's house. Betsy was in charge of all Mr. Dick's money. He was happy to let her be in control, as she is the wisest woman in the world. "Do you know who the man who hides near the house is?" he asked me. "No. What does he do?" I asked. "He has come up to Miss Betsy on our evening walk twice now. Each time she starts crying and gives him money," Mr. Dick said. I didn't believe him at first, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought that Betsy was protecting Mr. Dick from something. Mr. Dick enjoyed coming to the school to visit me. The boys all liked him, and Dr. Strong and Mr. Dick became very good friends. The two men talked about books and seemed to be very happy. Uriah Heep invited me to his mother's house for tea. I went at 6 o'clock. Uriah was studying law, but he couldn't learn anymore because he didn't speak Latin. I offered to teach him, but Uriah said that he was too humble to let me teach him. He had to be humble if he was going to do well. Mrs. Heap was just like Uriah. They made me tell them my secrets about my past, and I didn't like it at all. As we were talking, I saw Mr. Micawber walk past the window. I wanted to get away from the Heap's house, so I went with Mr. Micawber to see Mrs. Micawber. They told me they needed money, as no one would help them. I went home, but that night I saw Mr. Micawber and Uriah Heep walking past the house as friends. The next day, I got a letter from Mr. Micawber saying he couldn't pay his hotel bill and that they were leaving. I ran over to the hotel before school, but before I got there, I saw the Micawbers going past in a carriage. I was very glad that they were going.